It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties. Crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
It's live and local now, all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. So good to have you with us. Tell you what, let's do. We're going to go to your phone calls. You know, we were talking with Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, in our last hour. And by the way, coming up at 10:30, we'll be joined by Corey Lewandowski. He helped get the president elected. He's going to be a part of the reelect campaign. What part of it? We're not sure. I'll ask him. That's coming up at 10:30. But we were talking about our education system. And over the last, well, really, for as long as I've lived in Nevada, we've been throwing money at education. We've created all these what I call whiz-bang ideas about how to improve our education, when really improving school choice is a simple solution. But the Democrats don't want that. The teachers' unions don't want that. They don't want you to have choice. They want you trapped in their inferior schools. Anyway, we've had, and I've run off the whole litany of read by three, Zoom schools, victory schools, etc. And we are investing tens of millions of dollars of your taxpayer money. This isn't the legislature's money to dole out. This is your money. So what happens if it doesn't work? What happens if Zoom schools, victory schools, all these different things, and the graduation rates aren't better, the student achievement is not better, our kids aren't getting a good education, they're not succeeding in college? What ends up happening? Who will we be able to blame? Let's get to your phone calls. Go to Tony. Tony, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, my name's Terry. I was wondering a couple of things. First off, I find it amusing that you automatically go to what if it doesn't work instead of what if it does work. And my question to you is, are any of these what you call whiz-bang theories, are these being used elsewhere and working successfully? Like, for example, in the other nations in the world that outperform us. Because one of the things that we have learned since the advent of psychology and psychiatry, doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results, is the technical definition of insanity. We have been shown by other nations that outperform us drastically when it comes to education what might be considered a better way. And I believe it is a better way since they are outperforming us. So the question becomes, why would you not try something different if what you're doing now is not working? We'll use, for example, I play pool. If I was the 37th ranked player in my league, and I found out that the 36 people that are ahead of me are all doing something that I am not doing, why would I not explore what it is they are doing?
No, and by the way, I love the idea of learning from other people's successes, modeling after other people's successes. I understand that. The problem is, what is it we've done over the last 20 years with our education? We've kept throwing more and more money at education, and we've had, and every 2 or 3 years, there's some innovation or what I call a whiz bang program. But you know, for instance, a preschool, expanded preschool, and what we find out is that for 3 years, Head Start and some of these programs end up helping the kids, but after 3 years, there's no difference. That to me is not right. And we keep adding these programs, but eventually we got to come back to, are they working? And if we create new whiz bang programs a year from now, or if Jesus Jara, the new superintendent, comes in with his own whiz bang programs, then we're on the clock again for another 5 years. Well, does it work or doesn't it work? Is it unreasonable to ask for these things to work?
That's that, and I totally understand that. But to me, it sounds more like what you're saying is the negative sides of things. I don't want to take a risk on something that might not work when the reality of the situation is not making changes is also proving to not benefit us whatsoever. So why not at least take a look at these changes and give them a try and see if they do work? I'm not going to say that every single one will work. Obviously, that would be a stupid thing to say. But in America, we seem to have this inability to look at things that other people are doing that where they are outperforming us and being willing to take a shot at these things. So we'll step outside of school and use healthcare, for example. And that's why I use the number 37. We're ranked 37th in the nation, yet we spend more money per person than any other nation in the world. And the reason that we are not succeeding, you have to look at that as opposed to why not try something that is working elsewhere. Take a look at example for Finland. They do spend less money than us, but they have the number one education system in the world. But Americans don't want to do those things that Finland is doing because, and here's my root problem with the whole thing, there have been several generations of Americans that have been taught that anything socialist is bad. And if they perceive that a system that comes from what they perceive as a socialist country is working, they're going to automatically discount it because they've been lied to their whole life with the saying that everything socialist is bad. Americans need to quit sitting on their butts and doing the same thing over and over and over again.
Okay. Hey, David, Terry, why not? For instance, a great example of this, and educators around the country were applauding us when we passed the ESA, the education savings accounts, because it allowed parents to pull their kids out of failing schools and put them into private schools, homeschool them, and the state would end up supporting that. They'd end up spending that $5,000 or $6,000 that we spend on every student on your student. But I guess that's not the kind of innovation we're talking about. That's not the kind of innovation that Democrats want to support. And that's what's so sad for me. We'll get to more of your calls coming up. Mike will be next. And the rest of you, you want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. If all this stuff works, it'll be great. And Pat Skorkowski will be labeled a big winner. But our history indicates that we've tried innovative whiz-bang stuff before. And it doesn't ever seem to work. And we're still 50th out of 50. We'll see what you think coming up next. 844, the number 2, Nevada. I have just freed up two lines, believe it or not. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall, the program live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Why do politics matter? Well, because ideas matter. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy, and Nevada Policy, we're focused on those ideas, not politics. Politics are about parties, lawmakers, it's about grandstanding. Ideas, however, are about empowering people and finding solutions. After all, to a parent, an idea such as school choice is not political, it's personal. To taxpayers, the idea of government transparency is not political, it's about ensuring confidence in our public institutions. Ideas like these are what will make a difference in Nevada, regardless of what political parties are running games in Carson City. We won't be able to stop every bad policy dreamt up by the newly elected legislature, nor will we be able to will into existence all the good ones, but we can make sure that the ideas that actually matter to Nevadans have someone fighting for them. Find out what we're fighting for at Nevada Policy. Visit nevadapolicy.org today and sign up to stay informed during next year's legislative session. Let's make sure the right ideas have a voice when lawmakers meet in 2019. Visit nevadapolicy.org.
For many employers seeking benefits, it's decision time. This is Pat Casal. I'm with the MultiCare Group, and I'm excited. If you own or operate a business, or if you're head up an HR department, there's a lot of confusion out there when it comes to your employees' healthcare choices. Let us at the MultiCare Group help you navigate the myriad of healthcare options for you and your coworkers. For instance, right now we can offer small groups association health plans. This is an opportunity for you to buy a plan using the various chambers and get a multi-year rate lock. Very important, rate stability for the first time in 5 years. I'm talking about PPO plans with national access to providers, the ability to offer multiple options to your employees while providing the employer with many ways to limit their exposure. For more information, call Patrick Casal at the MultiCare Group. My cell number is 702-286-1014. That's 702-286-1014. Or try the office, 396-9449. Give us a call today and see where your options lie and how you may be able to offer quality benefits.
Have you ever dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with radio production experience and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447. 851-9447.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food. you like. In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Coming up, we are like 10 minutes, 12 minutes away from Corey Lewandowski. He helped get the president elected. He is committed to helping him get re-elected. We'll talk about the challenges and the fact that now we're getting word that the Robert Mueller investigation may wrap up before Christmas. That there may be a report ready to go before Christmas, that what they're doing now is just tying up all the loose ends. Interesting. I'll tell you what, let's do it. Let's get back to your phone calls. For those of you just joining us, we're talking about education. And Victor Jakes talked about it. And it's one of the things that the legislature is going to have to deal with. And what I brought up, and it's not being negative, I trust me, I am as bullish on our education system as can be. But the fact is, we don't have a long track record of success. What makes us think that all these whiz-bang programs, read by three, Zoom schools, victory schools, whatever they are, what makes you think they're going to work? And if they don't work, what do we do then? After we have spent tens of millions of dollars on such programs, what do we do then? Let's go to the Coachella Valley, the People's Republic of California. Let's go to Mike. Mike, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Hey, what's going on? Yeah, I had a couple of ideas. Your last caller was talking about these Nordic countries and Europe, and I didn't really get to hear you explain what they're doing, but one of the things they're doing is that they only hire graduates from universities that graduate in the top 5%. So the teachers are guaranteed to be pretty smart, you know? Because right now, like right here in the U.S., you got all these teachers that end up getting teaching jobs, and they don't even go to university to be qualified as teachers. They just end up being teachers because they don't have nothing else. They don't have no other choice.
Well, Mike, Mike, I'm not sure how it is in the People's Republic of California, but here in Nevada, we don't have enough teachers. Every year we open the school year down 100, 200, 500. We've been down as much as 900 or 1,000 teachers at the beginning of a school year. We can't find teachers that will work in the Clark County School District.
I don't know what's going on there because obviously I don't live there. But another thing is teachers have to be professional because the first thing that I noticed when I was in high school is that these teachers started giving out their phone numbers to students, like, and I think that's, like, pretty inappropriate, you know? That's how things start getting a little weird, and you have school systems that end up being almost like the Catholic Church and transferring teachers from one county to another when they get in trouble with the...
Exactly. And, yep. and we've got, and Mike, we've got here... We've got the fifth largest school district in the country. Fifth largest. And it's easy to go bury somebody, you know, in another school. 30 miles away. Who's going to know the difference? They're failed, but we just pass them on. By the way, Friday, mark down Friday. Circle it on your calendar. James Comey is going to testify under oath. It's not going to be televised. A transcript will be issued. But investigators for the House Judiciary Committee are going to be questioning James Comey. And his attorney, originally he was not going to testify. Let's go to cut two, though. Because David Kelly is the attorney for James Comey. He was on with Ari Melber on MSNBC last night. And his reaction to a word that has leaked out that Trump wanted to investigate his client. That at one point during all of this, he wanted the Justice Department or others within his administration to investigate James Comey. This was David Kelly, attorney for James Comey.
They're pressing your client now, your friend and client, James Comey, at the very same time that we are learning that the President of the United States wanted to have him criminally investigated. Does that enter into this? Does James Comey view that as improper and potentially unconstitutional tampering with a witness?
Well, we don't really look at it from that perspective. We look at it in terms of simply. This is not a friendly deposition where Jim is going to be treated more as
David,
an adverse
I think that's
witness.
An understatement.
No, look, I'm not going to get into discussion about whether it's obstruction, you know, and Jim has already talked about situations publicly about where there might have been obstruction of justice and Bob Mueller's looking into it.
Yeah, but I'm going to press you on this, counsel to counsel. If firing an FBI director to impact an investigation may be an element of obstruction, and that's under investigation. Certainly trying to investigate, indict, and jail an FBI director to affect investigation is worse.
Well, then you have to figure out, you know, we talk about collusion, whether or not there's collusion between the committees and the White House in terms of putting this kind of pressure. We don't go there. We're not going there.
You don't go there for strategic reasons.
Well, we're not going there for a lot of reasons. But let's just, what we want to do is, if the country wants to have a debate about these investigations, by golly, let's do it. But let's do it out in the open. And all this other, you know, white noise in the background and trying to put words in his mouth, what we're trying to do is prevent that from happening.
Okay. Now David Kelly's a pretty smart guy, but he apparently did not have law on his side, and that's why he had to agree to testify before the House Judiciary Committee. Not in public, though. Not in public. What is it James Comey will say on Friday? And is there anything there that Robert Mueller or the president will be able to use? I mean, is there going to be an investigation of James Comey? My understanding was there is one. That the Inspector General is looking into this. But yet we haven't heard anything for what, 60, 90 days? How long does it take to investigate these people? And we've been, what, 2 years investigating, you know, the president and Russian collusion. It's just crazy. Stick around. Coming up, Corey Lewandowski, Let Trump Be Trump. That's the book. His new book, along with David Bossy, is Trump's Enemies. We'll talk about the book. We'll talk about current events and what may lie ahead for Corey Lewandowski. Will he be leading the Trump reelect in 2020? We'll talk about that and more live and local now.
What do you do when you get lonely? Nobody's waiting by your side.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Oh! all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. Yeah, we blow into the Coachella Valley, Palm Springs, Rancho Mirage, Indian Wells, where the weather's always perfect. Great to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you, the program live and local now. I am so happy to have him on. We were going to have him on the other day. Something came up, and we ended up getting a really nice replacement in his co-author, David Bossy. But joining us now, Corey Lewandowski, the co-author of the new book, Trump's Enemies, available in better bookstores everywhere, Amazon, you name it, it's there. Corey Lewandowski, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing good, man. It's great to have you on, and I have just gotten into the book. I have not completed the book, but I got to tell you, Let Trump Be Trump, I thought, was the best chronicle of what happened in 2016. I'm blown away by that book, and I can't wait to get further into Trump's enemies. I'm going to ask you the same question I asked David. In your view, how are the books different?
Well, the books are very different. One was the rise to his presidency and a firsthand account of what Dave and I saw in the journey that we were on. And we have a whole bunch of inside stories and bring the reader inside what it was like to be on that historic campaign. This book is a much more research book, and it talks about all of the enemies, both internal and external, to the president and what they're doing to subvert the will of the American people and his agenda. This is a much more gloomier book, and people should take this one very seriously because those enemies are real.
I want to ask you, we're now being told that Robert Mueller may be wrapping up, that he's tying up loose ends. First of all, do you believe that? Do you believe we will have a report by Christmas or shortly thereafter, certainly before the first of the year?
Well, look, I hope so. And in our book, we ask the president this. We're the only book in the first 2 years of his administration that he sat down for and did a formal interview. And we say, it looks like Mueller is wrapping up. What do you think? And he said, he's made my base stronger because the American people know this is all a witch hunt. So I think we're going to see a conclusion. But let me be clear. Once that report is finalized, it should be made available to the American people to see.
I know Alan Dershowitz was on cable news last week saying what they ought to do is have side-by-side release that the Justice Department, when they get the report, should give it to the White House. You've got 1 week to rebut this, and then we're going to release both versions in a span of 7 days or whatever it is. Is that the way you see this thing going down?
Absolutely, because just because Bob Mueller puts a report out doesn't mean that's both sides of the story, because if it is, he had better be looking into Hillary Clinton's collusion with Perkins Coie and hiring a Russian, a British spy to go to Russia to create the false dossier. So if Mueller's report's going to be true to form, that better be part of it.
What about people around the president? And I know the president is very much loyal to family. But there's all kinds of talk that Eric might get involved, might get caught up in this, that Don Jr., others close to the president may end up getting caught in sealed indictments and things like that. What do you think will happen?
I just don't think any of that is true. There was no collusion. There was no cooperation, no coordination between the Trump campaign and any outside influencer like that. So there's nothing there. Look, the Mueller investigation has been going on for 2 years, cost taxpayers north of $40 million, and they've gotten a couple low-level criminals who either lied on their tax forms, hid money overseas, or lied to the government. But none of it is traced back to Donald Trump. And many of the crimes, all of the crimes that Paul Manafort was found guilty of and pled guilty to, preceded his tenure at the Trump Organization by a decade. So it has nothing to do with Trump.
Corey Lewandowski joining us, the co-author of Trump's Enemies, available right now all across America. I want to ask you, after sitting down with the president, going into that interview, you guys knew the president maybe as well as anybody in politics knew him. I want to ask you, what did you learn? Was there one thing that came out of that interview that you didn't know about the president?
Number one, I've spoken to him and traveled with him, and I know him very well. In this interview, it's the first interview I had ever done, and I started with the President of the United States in the Oval Office, so I guess my career is over now because it's all downhill. But I asked him, and we write it in the book, and we have the audio. What's it like to be the president? Do you regret running? You had an amazing life before you got into politics. Do you wish you could go back and just be a private citizen? And unequivocally, he says, it's unlike anything anybody's ever told you. It's the greatest thing in the world. The decisions he's making are changing lives for the better, and everything he did in his life before this was second fiddle compared to this. All the money he's made, all the success he's had, it meant nothing knowing what he's able to do now, and he's so happy, and he has no regrets running. And to me, with all of the attacks on him, you would think that he would say, hey, I regret it. Not for one iota does he regret getting involved in this crazy world of politics.
Well, and I was blessed to be able to visit with him. I interviewed him right before the midterm, and I asked him the question: how do you get up every day and go to work when you know that the other side, you know, the Dems are going after you, you know that Robert Mueller's going after you, you know the people from your own party and maybe people from your administration are out to bring you down. How do you do it? And you know what he said? He said, it's because we're winning. If we weren't winning, maybe it wouldn't be worth it. But we're winning. Do you believe that? Do you believe he's being honest in saying that the winning is a part of it for him?
Look, I think he's exactly right, and I think the hypocrites like Jennifer Rubin at the Washington Post, Bill Kristol, George Will, these guys are so jealous of him, and that's why they go out and they attack him. They're jealous of him because of the success that he's had appointing Supreme Court justices. They're jealous because of the deregulation that they had always wanted a president to do that he's doing. They're jealous because he's brought our economy back from the brink of extinction and renegotiated bad trade deals, and they hoped they could find somebody else to do it, but only Donald Trump can do it. So they attack him. And they attack him because they're jealous, and that's the truth.
You talked with the president before the midterm. I'm curious, do you get a sense that he fears impeachment?
Well, I think it's a very real possibility because the Democrats' only agenda item is impeachment. They have no plan for America. They don't know what they want to do. They have no plan to put America back to work again. And so I think a big part of what their agenda is going to be over the next 2 years is to try and come up with trumped up charges of impeachment. And if you want to impeach the president for putting America first, then he is guilty as charged. If you want to impeach the president for putting Americans back to work and renegotiating bad trade deals, you're absolutely right. He did do that. If you want to impeach the president for rebuilding our military and giving the men and women in uniform a pay raise for the first time in 10 years, then guess what? You're absolutely going to be right. But if you want to impeach the president for high crimes and misdemeanors, it does not exist because he has put himself out on a limb. I liken what Donald Trump has done very similar to the founders of our country who took their fortunes and put them up and said, we're going to give up our fortune and fight for what is right because that's what we believe in. That's what Donald Trump has believed in, and he's paid a significant cost both in the press and financially because of it.
Do you notice a difference? A lot of people say that the presidency wears on an individual. You see them going more gray. You see them, the worry lines, and that they're different people. After about 2 years, do you notice a different Donald Trump as president?
Well, I knew the Donald Trump who was carefree and had a good life and could golf and fly around the country in his big, beautiful 757 and enjoy weekends with family. And now I do see the stress level. I can't fathom the level of decisions that he has to make that nobody else will ever know. It's something that only presidents will ever know. And I can see the serious nature of those decisions weigh on him because, look, my relationship with the president is one where we talk about sports and things that have nothing to do with the government. But he is so consumed, and rightfully so, with all of the world events that it's very difficult to talk about anything other than that. And in our first book, I remember telling him, hey, Tiger Woods got arrested last night. And he said, what do you mean? Hold on a second. And, you know, it had been 24 hours, and this is a president who loves sports and loves golf and didn't even know about it because he's so consumed with so many other things. And I understand that. But he also has to have a life and a sense of normalcy. And what I try and bring when I speak to Donald Trump, President Trump, is the outside perspective, the normalcy of what's really going on in the world. And I give it to him unvarnished, as you know. I tell him the truth, And that scares the hell out of the people in the building who want to try and keep me away from the president.
I want to ask you a question. After writing this book, co-writing this book with David Bossy, do you have any feel for how the president gets the White House, gets the deep state on his side? Is there going to have to be a purging at some point where all these people that have been working against the president that are within his administration, where you just get them out?
Well, look, we've gotten rid of some of them. We've gotten rid of H.R. McMaster and Gary Cohn and Rob Porter and Sean Spicer and Rex Tillerson, these guys who never supported the president when he ran, didn't vote for him on the ballot, and then did everything they could to stop his agenda once they got into the administration. And we brought in people like John Bolton and Larry Kudlow and Bill Shine and Mike Pompeo as the Secretary of State. Those people are good upgrades to what was there before. But that being said, we also have over 300 individuals awaiting Senate confirmation to serve in agencies to oversee these political appointees and these career government officials, and they haven't been confirmed yet because of partisan politics. And we need to get that done so that the Trump people can be running the government. It's been 2 years, and the government is still riddled with holdovers from the Obama administration.
What is holding it up? We've got Republicans control in the Senate for confirmation purposes. We've got control of the House until January. Why is it taking so long?
Well, the Senate rules that Chuck Schumer is forcing is that every nomination, the Senate gets 30 hours of debate on it in order to close the floor. And it's crazy unless you can get 60 votes in the Senate, of which you cannot do. And so, look, Mitch McConnell should make this so it's a 51-vote rule, and then we can move these nominations. 330 people are waiting Senate confirmation, including ambassadors, including under-cabinet members, including sub-cabinet members. Those are the people that hold the bureaucrats accountable and move the Trump agenda. We need to get them in place, and we need to do it before the end of the year.
Corey, I'm going to end the interview the way I ended it with David Bossy. You both, correct me if I'm wrong, have flown on Air Force One. You've flown on the Trump 757. Which is the cooler ride?
Well, there's only one Air Force One in the whole wide world, no matter what you call it. And as much as Trump Force One, that beautiful 757, helped us win the campaign, and I spent thousands of hours on it, I understand the history of Air Force One and the decisions that were made on that plane and the people who flown on that plane, including yesterday, the body of former President H.W. Bush. And it is so historic that there is nothing that rivals Air Force One.
And I'll give you 60 seconds on the passing of George H.W. Bush and what he meant to our country and to a different era when it comes to politics.
You know, George H.W. Bush, I had the privilege to meet him a few times. I worked for his son on the campaign in 2000. As we look back on his 94-year lifespan, it's hard to envision a person who accomplished more, who was so selfless that he put his country first over himself. From being an entrepreneur to lying about his age to get into World War II so he could fly combat missions, to being the ambassador to the UN, the ambassador to China, the director of the Central Intelligence Agency, a congressman, a vice president, a president of the United States, a loving father of six, a grandfather of 17, everything that he has accomplished, you look back and say, how could that be done with one person over a 94-year period of time? And it's because of the dedication he had for his country, the selfless nature in which he served. And look, now that he has passed, the press is remembering him very differently. But the American people have to remember, and we write about this in Trump's Enemies, the press was brutal to George H.W. Bush when he ran. And his campaign slogan was, annoy the media, vote for Bush. Because that's how dishonest they were. They don't remember what they do to people, how they chastise people, how they criticize people, and only now are they looking back at the significant accomplishments of this man's life, and maybe they have a little retrospective that they should have been a little nicer.
And it took Donald J. Trump to show the nation that the fake news media really is the fake news media and not just some figment of a politician's imagination. Corey, thank you so much. Always appreciate it. I know you're coming out for a book tour. If you make it to Vegas, we'd love to have you come in.
I promise I will. Thank you so much.
Thanks again. Corey Lewandowski, the book, Trump's Enemies, available in better bookstores everywhere, Amazon, every place books are sold. And he's a good guy, too. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now. It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties. Crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
We are your radio program of record. All across the state of Nevada, good to have you with us. No matter where you are listening today, whether you're listening in Ely on KELY, Nah, what a great radio. You want to talk about a radio station that's getting it done. 1230 AM KELY in Ely is getting it done. If you live in Battle Mountain, listening on 98.5 FM, if you're listening on 101.1 FM in Amargosa Valley or in Hawthorne, 98.7 FM, or if you're listening in Pahrump in Assembly District 36 on TV on channel 46.6. Yeah, we are everywhere. And don't forget, in Reno and Sparks and Carson City, AM 1400. I love it. One of the things that we're going to be talking about in our next hour, there is all kinds of word that Robert Mueller is going to be done with the investigation, maybe as early as before Christmas, or and that's like a couple of weeks from now, or is it possible that we're going to know sooner? Like, is there going to be some sort of December surprise? We'll talk about that. Let's go to your phone call. In fact, let's go to my buddy Frank. Frank, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead. Got about 2 minutes.
I'll do my best, buddy. Up and down the dial, on the boob tube, the idiot box. The reason I became a libertarian, you're not hearing the words. Read my lips. No new taxes.
Isn't that true?
You don't hear about that. That's the reason I became that. Number two, you, Mr. Kevin Wall, you told me, well, he has to have a staff, Trump, and guess what I found out? And I asked you 8 months, if not further ago, and you said, well, he's got to have a staff. Karl Rove, I didn't know Karl Rove went this far back. As soon as Bush got elected, they requested that no less than 3,000 Reagan appointees retire, get out. I want you to internalize that, Mr. Wall.
I will.
Love you, buddy.
I will. Thank you. 3,000 resignations? Eek. Stick around. Coming up, we're going to be caller intensive in our next half hour. And then, of course, at 11:30, you know what happens. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. Here's the number. It's real easy. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And one of the things that I want to do in our next hour is talk with you about this report, this so-called Robert Mueller investigation, and whether there will be, I suspect there will be no smoking guns. Nothing like it. We'll find out. And one of the things that I want to hear from you is if we've spent millions of dollars, nearly 2 years, and we come up with nothing. We come up with no Russian collusion. We get Paul Manafort for bank fraud. We get Michael Flynn lying to Congress or something like that. We should have the sentencing memo, by the way, today. And then Friday, I think, is Paul Manafort's. So we're going to find out what's going on. Stay tuned. We are far from done. My name is Kevin Wall. The program is Live and Local now. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone. And another one done. Another one bites the dust. Hey, hey, gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.